But first up, Gary Moore. He's got a horse entered in the Heritage Stakes, a listed race on Saturday at Randwick, called Host Wins Supreme. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners.
Well, there's got to be intrigue in this horse because your barrier trialled a number of times, but you've got to take him to the races.
Yes, Andrew. The reason I trialled him on numerous occasions was because he'd been very fractious in the gate.
Yep.
And I wanted to get it right before I presented him. And his last barrier trial, when ridden by Glenn Schofield, was quite impressive. He ran fast time. I think he's a talented colt. He worked brilliantly this morning over half a mile. So he's going to run on Saturday.
Well, the last trial, watching it back this morning, Gary, the horse certainly jumped really well, and I know it had an inside draw there and it was only a barrier trial, but, gee, it was nice the way Glenn sort of just softly urged it down the line.
He's got a terrific stride. He covers a lot of ground. As you can, he's by a wonderful sire in Zoo Star, and, we're very fortunate enough to have such wonderful guys at the gate, and they've sort of got to know him now, and yes, it was a very good trial. He let down nicely and ran fast time.
I know this is, I know and fully respect there's no barriers or anything like that at this stage, but what's your expectation when you're going to meet some, you know, three-year-olds that have had multiple runs?
I think he's definitely up to it, Andrew. Otherwise, I wouldn't have nominated him. Naturally, it comes down to the draw. I do realise it's a competitive listed race, but he comes in well with no penalty. He looks in magnificent shape, and I expect a lot of this colt.
And is he a horse that, now that you've done your barrier and you've worked through that, is he a horse that can travel up on the pace? Is that where you'd ideally like to see him?
Well, definitely. I mean, having ridden before, Andrew, I think he's got a hell of a turn of foot.
Yep.
When he missed it, two barrier trials ago, he was settled last, but come with a good run on the stretch. So I know he's got a good change of gear. So we've got different options. He could easily lead, or he could sit just off the pace, Andrew. And I'm sure he's going to run credibility.
I like that. I like that term. I know he's got gears.
Not like Winks, but we're getting there anyway.
No, well, as long as, I guess you've told our listeners just that he's the horse as a three-year-old colt with the five trials that it's had, you've worked through the issues, and now he's got the talent that can put him in a race like this.
That's spot on, Andrew, and that's why I've decided to present him on Saturday. He looked great this morning on the track, pulled up well, and Glenn Schofield came back and said, this is a real good colt, so we're in good shape there.
Glenn will ride him?
Glenn's going to ride him on Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
He's definitely confirmed, so it's great to have such a world-class rider on him, and I'm very grateful.
Well, we look forward to it. Host Wins Supreme lining up in the Heritage Stakes on Saturday. I cross the fingers the horse can draw well tomorrow. Gary, good luck with the week ahead.
Thank you very much, Andrew.